This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Uttarakhand has become the first state to implement the Uniform Civil Code to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens except scheduled tribes. It aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Implementation of the UCC was a major commitment of the BJP in the run-up to the 2022 assembly polls in Uttarakhand, which saw the party storm to power for the second consecutive term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps PM rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme for this year's rally is Yuva Shakti, Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally will also witness participation of 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the world leaders for their wishes on India's 76th Republic Day yesterday, responding to a social media post of the French President Emmanuel Macron. On X platform, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Macron's presence last year on the 75th Republic Day was indeed a high point in both nations' strategic partnership and enduring friendship. Mr. Modi added that he looks forward to meeting him at the AI Action Summit in Paris as both leaders work together for a better future for humanity. In response to a social media post of the Ireland Prime Minister Michael Martin, Mr. Modi said that he is confident that the enduring bonds of friendship between India and Ireland, based on the shared trust and belief in democracy, will continue to strengthen in times to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave tomorrow at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. More than 7,500 delegates, including many from 20 countries, are going to attend the two-day conclave. Odisha is in all readiness to host the biggest business conclave ever. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to UAE starting from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of UAE to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit will provide an opportunity to advance the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries and add a new momentum to the relationship. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Muscat in Oman for the 11th Joint Commission meeting from today. During his stay, Mr. Goyal will hold talks with Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Minister Oman, Qais bin Mohammed bin Musa Al Yusuf. Both the minister will hold wide-ranging discussions on trade, investment and global economic situation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashvani News is bringing the expectations of experts and people. Talking to Akashvani News, founder of agriculture startup Yusuf Rafiq shared his expectations. He said that the government should focus on the certification of organic farming products. The Border Security Force has neutralized the 5 Pakistani intruders at Punjab border and has apprehended 30 Pakistani nationals during infiltration from Pakistan into the Indian territory in the last 1 year, from January 2024 to January 26 this year. Additional Director General of BSF Satish Khandare revealed during interaction with media at Amritsar last evening that the force has also apprehended 101 Indian smugglers as well during the same period. Mr. Khandare informed that the border force has also seized 101 kg of heroin. The Border Security Force Punjab Frontier is organizing the fourth edition of the Borderman Marathon 2025 from February 23. This annual marathon will start from Golden Gate in Amritsar to Attari border. It has three categories: full marathon of 42 km, half marathon of 21 km and 10 km run. The marathon is themed as hand in hand with border population. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.